What have you got on Carl Sandburg?
Nothing yet.
Well, what about Robert Frost?
He's next.
Well, then what's all this?
This is all about Lowell Kelly.
Well, Balky, I just needed a little background on the poets whose manuscripts are being auctioned tomorrow night at Beardsley's. Don't waste too much time with Lowell Kelly. He's a minor poet.
Minor? You mean his mama had to give him permission?
No, I mean, compared to poets like Sandburg and Frost, Kelly's work isn't very good.
Cousin, I beg to take issue. I love Lowell Kelly, and now that I know so much more about him, I love him even more. Did you know that he used to hide his poems?
That's what I do with them.
He always said that it was an extension of the hidden meaning in his poetry. One time, his editor had to go on a scavenger hunt to find the poems.
Well, Balky, my editor's going to be hunting for my replacement if I don't get the story in on time.
Question. Why would anybody hunt for scavengers? I mean, they're ugly. They smell bad. They're not very good eating. Except perhaps a very young buzzard.
Balky.
You know, years back, Mother used to have an excellent recipe for baby buzzard with basil.
I think you need to take a break. You accidentally wrote down that Lowell Kelly lived at our address.
I did. Cousin, I did not make a mistake. Look this. Lowell Kelly used to live at our address, 711 Caldwell Avenue. And not only that, but he lived in apartment 209. That's our apartment.
Oh, that's incredible. But you know what that means? I'm still the best writer who ever lived in our apartment.
It also means that Lowell Kelly's last poem is hidden somewhere in our apartment.
Well, I say we do the world a favor and let it stay hidden. Come on, let's go to lunch.
Oh, cousin, I know you don't think much of Lowell Kelly, but some other people do. Listen to this. 1974, a Lowell Kelly manuscript sold for $5,000.
$5,000?
Isn't that disgusting? Putting a price tag on a great work of art. It's like painting chest hairs on a Mona Lisa.
$5,000 for a poem?
If it had been signed, it would have been $10,000.
You know, Balky, I think I may have to work through lunch. Could you get me a corned beef sandwich? I've got to run this up to the city desk.
Okay, cousin. One corned beef, very lean. Cut it from the middle and slice it diagonally, coming right up.
Beardsley's Auction House? Yes, this is Larry Appleton from the Chicago Chronicle again. Yeah, you know, I heard somewhere that an original unpublished Lowell Kelly manuscript brought in $5,000 in 1974. What would one go for these days? $25,000? Oh, my Lord.
Well, cousin, no poem back there. But I did find my Meposian microwave cookbook that you said was stolen.
You sure you can't get behind the sink?
Yeah. You know, cousin,
I can't help noticing that I'm doing all the work and you're doing all the whatever it is you're doing.
All the work? All the work? Balky, who went all the way downtown to get the blueprints?
You did.
Who stood in line for a good 10 minutes at the city planner's office?
You did.
Who left a $5 deposit for the blueprints?
You're right. I'm sorry for being so petty.
That's okay.
Listen, I can't believe you would go to so much trouble to find a Lowell Kelly poem when you consider him such a minor league poet.
That was this morning, Balky. After our talk, I realized the true value of his poetry. How a few simple lines on paper can enrich a man's life.
Listen, isn't it wonderful that we're going to find a poem that will bring the world such happiness?
Happiness, right. Okay. Let's look at the mantelpiece. Maybe there's a loose tile, secret compartment.
Oh. You know, cousin, on Meepos, whenever I had anything that I wanted to hide that was valuable, I used to just shove it up the chimney.
Shove it up the chimney?
Just shove it up the chimney.
Well, this isn't Meepos, so we can eliminate the chimney.
Of course, it wouldn't kill you to look up the chimney.
All right, I'll look up the chimney. Balky, there's something here. Balky, hand me the poker.
Of course, no, it's not a good idea to go poking up in a chimney.
I know what I'm doing. Hand me the poker.
No, cousin, Ed, no. Balky. I know. Balky. I know more, Balky. Cousin, Balky. I know more Balky. About
Balky.
Chimneys.
Balky!
No,
Balky! Hand me the poker now.
Pokey sticky up, sticky, oh, kaku sticky backy, oh, kaku sticky backy.
And then something stuck to the side of the chimney.
Yeah.
I can just pry it loose. Yeah. I'm getting it. I've got it.
One of the reasons it makes such an excellent hiding place is no one in their right mind would go poking up inside it.
Boy, I was lucky. I could have been hit in the head with this brick.
Or worse, with this tin box.
Do you know what this is?
The tin box.
This isn't just a tin box. We found the Lowell Kelly poem.
Get ready to hear Lowell Kelly's last poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. If you want my poem, here's what you do.
Yeah, yeah. That's Kelly. The man was a genius. I don't know why he fell into disfavor in the 60s.
Balky, this isn't the poem.
If it's not the poem, what is it?
Balky, these are instructions for finding the poem. We are nearing the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Did you say gold?
Gold?
Yes.
Why would I say gold?
I don't know.
There's no money involved in this. Aren't we doing this to bring the world happiness?
Happiness, right.
Now help me find the poem. From the front door with zest, first you take 10 paces west. From the front door, 10 paces west.
It says with zest.
With zest, 10 paces. Five paces north, now 5 more east. You're getting close to a poetry feast. 5 paces north. Now 5 more east. Six paces south. Please be meticulous.
Of course we will. Don't be ridiculous.
Six paces south. One, two, three, four, five. Falcon, I don't understand. We're supposed to take 6 paces south. We've only taken 5.
Perhaps Kelly had short legs.
Wait a minute. Balky, this wall shouldn't be here.
Costin, I think you're right. If this wall were gone, it would really open up the space and make kind of a Santa Fe statement.
No, Balky. I mean, this wall wasn't here when Lowell Kelly lived here. We need to take 1 more pace in that direction. I'm going into the closet. 6! This is the final instruction. 5 paces east, and you will be in the presence of poetry. 1, 2, 3, 4. Balky, the poem is hidden in your bedroom. Come on, Balky. Let's find the... You know, every time I come in here, it's just a little... busier.
Thank you, Corson. I like to think of my room as a work in progress.
Speaking of which, there's something I want to show you. Come over here. Come over here. Staying up late nights working on it. It's a depiction of the birth of our friendship.
Oh, but, well, of course. And this would be you over here.
The sun does give me away, huh?
And this person with no lips would be me. Well, it's very nice, Balky.
Now, come on. Let's see if we can find...
Question. I'm so happy you like it because I put my heart and soul and 6 months of sleepless nights into painting it. Actually, there was one night when I fell asleep against the mural. You see this sheep that looks like a nose? It is my nose.
Well, it's a good, good painting. But we have a poem to find, huh? Now, let's get all this stuff off the shelves.
Koso, wait. Wait a minute. You were about to touch a rare, complete set of Moogly carvings.
Okay, you move on. But
let's hurry it up.
Okay. Okay. Sehr gut. I'm going to take you down now. I'm going to take you down.
No.
That's my hand. Don't look down. Eye contact. See me. Hear me. Feel me. Okay. There's the back legs and there's the forepaws. Okay. Zina?
Say, Belky, don't you have a class to go to?
Well, I already decided I'm not going tonight.
You're not?
No, I want to help you find the poem.
Well, I'm shocked. Don't you realize there are people all over the world who would do anything for the educational opportunities that have been just handed to you? Is this the way you show your gratitude? Is it? By skipping class?
But, cousin, I'm only going to do it just this once.
Oh, sure, that's what you say now, but soon it'll be twice a week, three times a week, a whole semester. Pretty soon you will have forgotten the Pledge of Allegiance.
Cousin, I would never do that.
Then you'd better go to class.
Okay.
Don't worry. I won't look for the poem till you get back.
Okay. Thank you, cousin.
Come in.
What have you done?
Oh, well. Just thought I'd get a jump on things. No need to thank me. Balky. I know now where the poem is.
Where, cousin, could it possibly be? You've torn up every wall. The only place it could possibly be is... No, cousin. No. No! Don't destroy my piano! Please, cousin, I put my heart and soul and nose into it.
You can paint it again. Think of how much better it'll be the second time around.
Cousin, I can't paint it the second time. It was done during my blue period, and I think that's past.
Balky. There is a manuscript on the other side of that wall that is worth a lot of money. I called Beardsley's, and they told me we could get $25,000 for that poem.
So that's why you're in my room with a chainsaw.
This isn't about bringing the world happiness. This is about bringing Larry Appleton money.
Wait, cousin! Look around you! Wait! Look what you've done! Stop in the name of love!
Balky, get out of my way!
Okay, cousin. You can destroy my mural if you want to. But just think before you leap into your own great gorge of greed. You might find a poem, but you might lose the part of Larry Appleton that cares more about people than he does about money.
Balky, I didn't destroy the mural.
You didn't?
No, I just
couldn't do it.
Austin, thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy. But why were you screaming?
I dropped the sledgehammer on my foot.
Austin, I'm so proud of you.
I didn't do it on purpose.
No, I'm proud of you for resisting the great gorge of greed.
Yeah. I went off the deep end again. And you know what it was?
Just pure greed.
It was just pure greed. You know, sometimes...
You just get greedy.
I get greedy.
You just lose control.
And I lose it. I lose control.
But you know what, Cousin?
Look on the bright side.
Look on the bright side. You were lured to the edge of the great gorge of greed, but you didn't fall in.
I do get right up to the edge, though, don't I? Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe you like the view. Cousin, what's this?
That's Lowell Kelly's poem. If you've made it this far, you're quite a mover. Now buy a ticket and go to Vancouver. Bring a rifle, a net, put a smile on your face. You'll need all of these for your wild goose chase.
Beautiful. It was worth the effort.